This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Science. Popular music has called it weird and has been blinded by it. But Colorado musician Gia Mora has branded science in a whole new way. KUNC arts reporter Carrie Saldo brings us the story of Mora's one-woman cabaret show, Einstein's Girl, which, in addition to science, explores an equally heady topic.
Science can be confusing, but so can love.
If there is only one great Big Bang, is there only one great love of our lifetimes?
Gia Mora is touring the country asking that very question. Her 90-minute performance of original music, jazz standards, and comedy, all couched in science, came to Denver this week.
I had a dream late last night about Albert Einstein.
Mora has a 4-octave range, acts, dances, and writes stand-up for the show. She performs in an evening gown. No white lab coat here.
The idea that you can be female and feminine and still be interested in these things, that it doesn't have to be this other kind of stereotypical nerd girl, glasses and mousy hair and all of that. That you can have the glam and the goof and the geek all in one thing.
The performer has long had an interest in science. Her grandfather jokingly called her Maria Mitchell after the 17th century astronomer. Mora puts it another way.
In the game of theoretical physics, I am a fantasy league player.
To find current material for the show, Mora reads a lot of science nonfiction and listens to news reports. In fact, NPR Science Friday inspired her idea to pair love and science.
We can split an atom. We can have a space station that orbits 220 miles above the Earth. I mean, certainly there has to be a formula to love, right?
Well, 54 million people in the United States are single, according to the website Statistic Brain, so perhaps there isn't a love formula after all. But there is technology, which 41 million people have flocked to trying to land a date.
And falling in love is perhaps the most human thing that we do. Love is a psychological drive. It's an urge and an instinct like food or water. Its monumental force has created some of the world's most moving art, paintings, poetry, music.
But sometimes those oh-so-inspiring relationships that began in the petri dish that is cyberspace end there, too.
There's a line in the show where I say, Dear Facebook, please stop telling me I may know my ex-boyfriend because clearly I don't.
When it all began, I was all alone. 7 billion people on the planet to sit up in this cramped and dirty city. Sometimes dating's just too much.
In addition to his music, Einstein's Girl includes changing monologues based on recent science news headlines. For instance, when theoretical physicists were searching for the so-called God particle.
And they call it the God particle because if scientists do find this, it will really bridge two generally accepted theories of physics. The other reason that they call it the God particle is because its real name is the Higgs boson, which sounds more like the representative from Missouri. You know, like, howdy folks. My name's Higgs boson. I'm going to be representing the fighting fourth, Missouri.
Mora said humor makes scientific concepts accessible to other novices, she included, who might never have explored them.
Doing this through art, I think, can open up worlds to people who may otherwise kind of stay away from something because it seems too much or too scary or too boring. And that, obviously, science has long been derided as such.
Still don't know much about physics. But
regardless of your opinion of science, Gia Mora says you can't blame it for love.
Professor Einstein was correct. You can't explain love's boogie woogie. That's true.
For Arts District, I'm Carrie Saldo.
And when you're in love, it feels like falling faster than the speed of light. In matters of the heart, ignore the science from the start. When you find a love that's burning bright, because E equals A.
Arts District is a collaboration of KUNC, Rocky Mountain PBS, and KUVO. You can find more stories online at KUNC.org.